It shouldn't surprise us that so many are around fervent, real Christians, and yet they can't find the door, like the men of Sodom. Or like Judas, he kissed the door and still didn't enter in. It shouldn't surprise us that men are ever learning, reading good books on theology, and yet still not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It shouldn't surprise us that it wouldn't make a bit of difference if they found Noah's Ark. There wouldn't be one more believer then than there is now. No one rose from the dead, yet they will not believe, because the God of this world has got them blinded spiritually. And so here we are tonight hearing these things, and we ought to think of the words of the Lord Jesus: strive to enter in at the narrow gate, for narrow is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and what few are those who find it. Wide is the gate, wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many, many, many are those who enter thereat. I used to think that the Lord was there contrasting Christians with the world. When you look more closely at the context, and the Lord is not doing that, but rather is contrasting true Christianity with false Christianity. Few are those who find it. Paul knew these things. In view of that, he had a fear. You know, the mighty apostle, he had a fear. How about that? He writes to these same Corinthians about 7 chapters later, 11 verse 2, and says, I fear for you, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from the purity and simplicity of devotion to Christ. And all of the struggles that you face and all of the spiritual battles that you face, really, it boils down to this one thing. The devil is trying so subtly, or maybe boldly sometimes, to get you away from the purity and simplest, just simple devotion to Christ all the way to the end.